This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is it that prevents most of us from wanting to let go of the abuses, the insults, the injustices of others? What is it that prevents most of us from wanting to forgive? Among the things is shaitan. When we're told to forgive and pardon, and we're reminded of the reward of that with Allah, shaitan comes to us and says, how could you do this, such a thing? Look at what he did to you. How could you let it go? How can you lower yourself? How can you humiliate yourself and let such a thing go? How can you allow him to win and you to lose? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ said in this regard, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعٍ. The Prophet ﷺ says that no servant of Allah forgives and pardons except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his status, elevates him, and no one who lowers himself before Allah except that Allah elevates him. And so as long as you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then the reality is that you are the one who is becoming elevated and not your opponent. And remember that as long as both of you reconcile and let your differences go, then you have defeated and become victorious over shaitan, your enemy. The end result of pardoning your brothers and sisters, remember this, my dear brothers and sisters, the end result is the pardoning and the forgiving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your sin. Look at how many sins we have. Don't we want our sins to be forgiven? If you want your sins to be forgiven and you believe that Allah is the all-forgiving, the one who pardons, and he loves pardoning, if you believe this about Allah, then deal with the servants of Allah in the same way, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can deal with you in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Pardon, forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want Allah to forgive you your sins? How you deal with the creation of Allah is how you will be dealt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these grudges worth? These grudges that we hold in our hearts, what are they worth? These ill feelings that we have to our brothers and sisters in our hearts, what are they worth? Such that we won't pardon and we won't forgive. What will we gain? A few days of self-esteem in this dunya? Some joy in this temporary dunya that will soon come to an end? Is that what we want? Or do we want what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah? I'm